current state on 90.5 WKAR. Tonight, the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame in Lansing will induct six new nominees to its ranks. Two of them are high-profile women from the Lansing area. Dr. Paula Cunningham is president and CEO of Capital National Bank in Lansing. Many people in mid-Michigan remember her 6 years as president of Lansing Community College, the school's first female president. Among other things, she's combined those skills to create financial literacy programs for area youth. Dr. Joan Jackson Johnson is the director of the Department of Human Relations and Community Services for the City of Lansing. For thousands of people, she's the compassionate face of the city as she coordinates food, shelter, and utility assistance programs for the needy. They are the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame's newest honorees. Dr. Cunningham, Dr. Johnson, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Joan, what does this honor mean for you?
It is an honor, and it has made me stop and look at my life and the contributions that I've made with the help of many other individuals. I've had many mentors during my lifetime, and I think I really appreciate being honored with the ranks of people who've done so much more than I have. And when I say that I have, I really haven't done anything alone. I grew up in Florida, where my mother believed in giving back. And certainly, although things appear to be tough during those times, you look at the economic challenges that faces our brothers and sisters here in the state of Michigan. I look at the Public Act 615 and a number of other things that impact on individuals that I call the voiceless of our community. The voiceless, the hopeless, and I'd like to be a voice for the voiceless and hope for the hopeless. And through many avenues, even before I was at the City of Lansing, that I've been given the opportunity to do some of those things to make a difference. Have I made monumental changes? I can't say that I have, but I think I've adjusted my expectations to realize that if I light one candle, and every now and then the world is going to be a brighter place. And I thank, you know, all of the individuals who are involved, my family in particular, that helped to make those things happen. And working for an energetic bunny like the mayor, I mean, I'm going constantly.
Energizer
and,
bunny.
Yes. And, you know, being able to do things that I couldn't do when I was in practice. So,
Paula Cunningham, what does it mean to you to be inducted into the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame?
Oh, I, like Joan, am humbled. You know, we've come from, or at least I've come from, humble beginnings. And, you know, you never aspire to something like this. You just do what you do. You work hard. You try to give back. You try to live by the principles that you were taught as a child and growing up. And for someone to recognize those and for this to culminate, the work to culminate in this kind of an award or recognition, really is very humbling. You know, we're not people who, you know, were necessarily born into royalty or born into with educated parents, you know, with degrees and all of that. And so to know that humble beginnings can produce, if you work hard and do what, you know, do the things that are important to you, that you can be a spotlight perhaps on the needs and the issues that are confronting our community. And somehow being that spotlight means that others' lives are better and are enriched as a result of any work at all that I've done or that has been done. It just makes you stop and pause for a moment, and certainly didn't get here alone. I could go on and on about all the people who have touched my life.
You can't have a career with responsibility, real responsibility, without making mistakes along the way either. Joan, what would you like to have the chance to do over again?
I think one of the things that I would do over is I would reverse my career. I've left the court system and the state system and worked in private practice as a psychologist for, you know, about 30-plus years, raising a family of five. We have five children, and we adopted three children with special needs. And I felt it was really important to give quality time, but I think I did my career in the reverse. You know, I'm almost 65 now, and out hustle-bustle trying to keep up with Virge Bonero is certainly a huge challenge. But I also recognize that when I was in private practice and on about 14 different boards, the changes that I felt that I wanted to be a part of making didn't come. and now in the position with the city, the institutional changes that impacts on the quality of life of people, I'm having more success in that regard. So I would probably reverse the entire cycle in terms of what I did and the timetable that it was done. And there are a few times that I'd like to take back some things that I've said and some of the tough feelings that I have for Department of Human Services right now that like to pull those things back. But, you know, again, it's about human life, and sometimes we can't undo mistakes that are being made by those in charge.
Paula, what about you? What would you like to have the chance to do over?
You know, I actually don't believe in do-overs. I think that every step of this journey teaches you something if you're willing to learn, and you grow better, and sometimes you need the defeats. Although, you say I've had defeats, but I've never been defeated. So you just take those and you make yourself stronger. There's a lot of things in life that I've learned, a lot of mistakes that I've made, but I would not change my life. I would not have a do-over because I think it's made me a better person when I've made mistakes, when I've made errors. It's helped me to see and to guide others even. Mm. So I believe this is a journey that I'm supposed to be on. Even when I take a detour, that detour is for a reason.
We're talking with Joan Jackson Johnson, Director of the Department of Human Relations and Community Services for the City of Lansing, and Paula Cunningham, President and CEO of Capital National Bank. They are both Lansing inductees into the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame tonight. Paula, it seems that combining education and financial literacy has been a theme in your career. Talk to us about that.
You know, Mark, it really is more of a continuation. I'll tell you why, because, you know, the bank that I'm working at now caters to small to medium-sized businesses. Entrepreneurism is the economic development engine for our community. It is going to help to drive the community. There are so many young people and even not so young people who have not yet fulfilled their dreams. So working at a bank that has its focus on small to medium-sized businesses and making certain that we can do all that we can to be supportive of them and be the financial arm for them is really, it's a blessing for me to be able to do that. Some of those same businesses are leaders in our community and are folks who are hiring and employing workers constantly. And so having that pipeline of educated workers to help make certain that the next generation gets a chance one day to stand in the Women's Hall of Fame or gets a chance to accomplish whatever they may accomplish is part of the pipeline. That's the education is the pipeline for these businesses and for economic development. And so it is a continuum. It's not only just looking at one end of the spectrum or the other, but making certain that we feed this economic engine at the very beginning, which is education, all the way through entrepreneurism so that they can start their own businesses, so that they can go on to be successful.
You've both suggested that you've had mentors in your life. Joan Jackson Johnson, who is the number one mentor that comes to mind, and why were they important?
My mother grew up in, as Paula talked about, the humble beginnings. My mother was on welfare. She raised us. And one of the things that was difficult to understand was her push for education at the time, her push to help the neighbors. I mean, sometimes we may have had one loaf of bread, and she's saying, put this in the bag for Miss Brown. I thought, what are you talking about? There are nine kids. You can't feed us. How can you feed the neighbors?
You were one of nine?
I was one of nine,
wow.
Yeah. And that was the philosophy. And we, you know, took care of the seniors in the community. And you never looked for anything in return. But sometimes when we got a little frustrated, we might climb a fence and collect a few oranges because the neighbor chose not to give us, you know, something. But I think my mother was perhaps one of the most compassionate, generous individuals from humble beginnings with nothing, but raised nine kids successfully and taught us the value of sharing, the value of giving back, the value of helping other individuals. So,
this has been a great conversation. I wish we had more time to continue it. We want to congratulate both of our guests. Joan Jackson Johnson is Director of the Department of Human Relations and Community Services for the City of Lansing. Paula Cunningham is the President and CEO of Capital National Bank in Lansing. They are Lansing's inductees into the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame tonight. Congratulations to both of you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.